We'll have a couple play-in games, 16 seeds, and then the game I'm excited for, and most people are, San Diego State, UNC, all the controversy around it, and we'll see, right? There's been, I can't remember what
the trend. It continues to look just horribly bad.
It does. And the trend, of course, you know, there's a lot of times where a team that wins the first four game ends up winning their next game. Ole Miss is awaiting the winner of San Diego State and UNC. There's also NIT stuff that starts tonight, and then later on this month, there's this new tournament called The Crown, which I believe is going to kill the NIT. And you're like, well, who cares about both of them? And that's fine. But I'm just saying the NIT used to many, many, many years ago actually have a lot of legitimacy to it. And this year, if you look at the field and then you look at the field of this Crown tournament that's going to be in Las Vegas, you can tell which one is going to eventually overtake the other. The NIT is going to be dead in the next 5 years, if not sooner. The reason for that, teams that want to still play. There's some teams that just don't want to play in any postseason unless it's the NCAA tournament, and I sure. totally get that. Ohio State opted out because the portal is happening at the same time. They need to change that rule to where the transfer portal is not happening during the NCAA tournament, during
That's
the NIT.
That's a crazy time to do
it. I'm guessing they're going to adjust that eventually. The reason why the NIT is dead, if you're playing postseason basketball and you weren't good enough to make the NCAA tournament, you're going to at least allow your players to make some money. And that's what the Crown is going to allow. Even though it sounds stupid, a tournament name and all this, like what tournament, why does this matter? Well, the winner gets $300,000. You get to the semis, the team gets $50,000. So if you're a UCF, a Boise State, these teams that did not make the tournament, at least you have an opportunity for your players who maybe didn't make a ton of NIL money that year to go in. Hey, go have an incentive to go win some money. You win the whole thing. You split $300K across your 12-man roster or whatever it would be. So I think this Crown tournament and the field is way more impressive for the Crown than it is for the NIT, in my opinion. So I think the NIT, unfortunately, I don't know. I think it's dead here in a couple years.
Died today, huh?
Yep. It'll be no different than the CBI eventually.
That's kind of messed up when you think about it, because the NIT was like the only other postseason tournament I was regularly familiar with. I understand there's like the CBI, you know, E and
the
like,
CBI you have to pay to get in. That's what's crazy. Yeah. CBI you pay to get in the tournament. Did you see the terrible situation that happened? The NIT really screwed up. So there was, for whatever reason, confusion back last night or two nights ago, I guess it would have been. The NIT invited a team and then had to retract the invitation. So ooh. South Alabama ooh. Got a call from the NCAA inviting them to the NIT at 9:30 on Sunday night because UC Riverside was locked into the CBI. They were told that they were 100% in. South Alabama was. The NCAA calls South Alabama back an hour later, says, oh, our bad. We don't have a spot for you. It turns out that UC Riverside was on both the NIT bracket and the CBI bracket. They messed up royally. And so then now they put out some statement apologizing, but this head coach told his team, hey, we just got a call. We're going to the NIT. They're
Let's
all excited.
Go!
An hour later, he has to tell his team that.
Oh, sick.
And so it's like, that's messed up. That's messed up. That's a bigger F up than the NCAA selection committee not putting Indiana in or West Virginia in. You call a team, say you're in, and then have to pull back the invitation. That's a brutal look.
That's no good. And we've all had to like pull back an invitation sure. before. It's not a good feeling anyway, but to a postseason college basketball tournament
this
for a program
head
like South Alabama.
Tells his team already they're in.
Boy, he jumped the gun on that. I bet he won't ever jump the gun on that again. He'll call a team meeting for the next
day.
Well,
in fairness, though, they told him, he asked him, are we in? They're like, 100% you're in, coach. So he goes and tells his team, as he should. And then an hour later, they're like, yeah, we messed up. UC Riverside is actually in. We thought they were in the CBI, but they showed up on both graphics. Like, the social media accounts for both tournaments had the same team.
Oh, man. That's brutal. That's absolutely brutal. I'd regret that so much. I mean, here's the truth, though. Do I care that the NIT dies? What the hell do I care? Yeah. Into the
Way
fire,
back
I
when
guess.
It actually
I'm not
was
gonna
a big
watch
deal.
The Crown, and I'm not gonna watch the NIT.
Yeah.
The NIT for the longest time, the way I always viewed this tournament is this team who didn't end up at the tournament, they'd be the number one seed and they'd immediately lose their first game because they didn't care. Yep. And some other team who was further down the depth chart, who actually wanted to fight for something towards the end of the season, was eventually crowned NIT champion. I always viewed it as like those teams that felt let down they weren't in the NCAA tournament. Took the invite anyway, immediately lost, and then everyone used that as justification for why they shouldn't be in the tournament, and the rest of us were just like, no, they just don't care about that.
That's
anymore.
Why I think the Crown can work, though, because there's the financial incentive for the players, at least, even if you're disappointed, if you're one of the one of these teams.
Yeah, that was cash.
And, it, sure. and the Crown is pretty much all power, with the exception of George Washington and Boise State, I think, is all Power Four teams. It's all Big 12, Big 10, and ACC. Any Fox TV partner basically got that was wanted to got an invite for this field. But if you're a player, you're like, hey, look, I'm disappointed. We didn't make the NCAA tournament. I could still get a share of $300,000. Yeah, I'll play for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's enough. I'd play for it. Like, if you're a college player, I don't know why you wouldn't do the one. Why didn't the NIT just do a prize pool?
They might eventually. They like, might I mean, have if to. You want to just run by the NCAA
and
still.
You better do it. Well, they got $300,000.
But they're cheap. We know that for years they prevented the, okay, the NIL thing to happen.
Do you want the tournament or not? Just create a $500,000 prize pool and outbid.
I mean, the biggest.
It's got better name cachet. Nobody knows what the hell the crown is yet.
That's what's brand
people
new,
still
yeah.
know what the NIT is. Yeah. Like, you can still outbrand them if you very simply just offer some cash. Honestly, just approve it now. Emergency meeting, 300,000, you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
So that we don't look worse than this overall, other random tournament. And the other tournament's way too late.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be long gone.
That's why
out of those
teams. A lot of teams said they're not. That's why K-State wasn't interested in playing, because if you're a senior, you're not going to play from a Power 5 school, Power 4 school. You got to get, you're getting ready for the NBA draft. If you have draft talent, the NCAA, all they care about, of course, is the tournament itself. It's their biggest cash cow. They have revenue of more than $900 million of their $1.4 billion they reported last year all came from the men's NCAA tournament. I mean, it accounts for what was that 90% of their budget or of their revenue, I'm sorry, from last year.
I mean,
it's everything for them. Yeah. Which is why people have said, like, if they really wanted to say, screw you, NCAA, you're just an event management company for the tournament. We'll have somebody else run the NCAA tournament. We'll just do our own tournament. We don't need to split revenue with you anymore.
Yeah, it's an event management company. Like, this is the whole thing. The NCAA is run. It's corrupt. But it's just like, and the UNC thing only further proves it. But it's just like, yeah, they were so late in the draw, Gold. You're probably right. They'll let the NIT die before they do a prize pool. It's a mistake, but that's what'll happen first. Oh, college basketball.
The whole controversial.
I'm excited for tonight, though. Like, I'm excited for tonight's
game. They got a good game. The UNC game is a big one.
And look, for some of us are sicker than others. Like, I'll watch even the 16 seed because I just like the fact it's the start of the tournament and even the tournament music and, like, all of it, the logos on the court. Like, all of it. Yeah. It's still kicking off the tournament. So at 5:30 tonight, I'll watch a little Alabama State and St. Francis, Pennsylvania, or whatever it is.
Yeah, PA.
PA, there you go.
You can put a little juice on it. Just watch.
Alabama State is usually.
Because you know
on.
You can't usually, be claiming you have. Yeah, please gamble responsibly. Yeah. You can't possibly know.
No, usually I bet totals.
About St. Francis.
Usually I'll bet totals in that game. Like, I'll just take a first half under or something.
If you want to bet money line, do Alabama State.
They're 4.5-point favorites, I think. North Carolina's something like that, too. 4.5-5-point favorites against San Diego State.
I think North Carolina's
flight got in late. They had some flight trouble.
UNC is the perfect team where, just like Syracuse a few years, however long it was ago,
they were 11,
they barely made it in, and they went to the Final Four, the Elite Eight as an 11
VCU,
seed.
VCU, first four to the Final Four. It's happened.
I'm just saying from like a Power Four perspective of a Power Four team that scraped their way in because of the committee being biased and having a conflict
then they'll
of interest.
Start winning.
Exactly.
I could see North Carolina beating Ole Miss if they win tonight.
NC By State the way, last year barely got in and they made it all the way to the Final Four. It's just how it kind of goes sometimes.
Let's preset up this conversation because I already hate, they do this in college football too, so they're going to do in college basketball.
If they
win or lose, it has nothing to do about whether they deserve to be in or not. If they go to the Final Four, they did not deserve to be in. They did not earn their way into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, but I won't care about what people. Final Four. I wouldn't care what people think, though. At that point, though, you know what I mean?
Sure, but like they didn't deserve. Like, well, this is why they deserved it. Nah. You don't get to use your lazy rhetoric. They did not deserve to be in the tournament. They did not deserve to be out of the tournament because of how they perform in this game. Yeah. They're unrelated.